And Father, as we go into your word, Holy Spirit, I ask, let your word minister to them. Let them see your word, not just hear. Let them see, let them behold, let them feel. Like John says, the things we have handled, let it be an experience of what they would handle as a testimony in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I bow myself before you this morning. Let God be exalted and let all men be liars. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And God's people saying, amen. All right, family, this morning, without wasting much of your time, because I have a bit of a few time for me to spend, and so that we can then go into some prayers. You know, by the time I was preparing and meditating and trusting God this morning as to what this very particular service will look like, and one of the things that was very strong in my spirit is the fact that many of us, we go in to pray, but we don't understand what prayer does. And so when we are coming for the AfriOne prayer rally on the 25th of May, we are coming to do this very particular four things that I'm going to be mentioning. And I'm praying that cut across all the leaders that are going to be leading prayers. And that also includes you. And when I mean you, chances are you might be one of the lucky people that the program directors, because I'm not the program director, in case if you want to bribe me, one of the program directors may end up throwing a ticket out there for somebody to come be led by the Holy Spirit. And so four of the things that all of these prayers that we're going to be doing on the 25th of May, it's going to be wrapped around these four things. It's going to be wrapped around these four things. And so quickly, what are the four things that prayer does so that we can be able to drive this one? Number one is the fact that prayers, it gives us access to revelation. It gives us access to revelation. It gives us access to the secret things of God. And so, which means when we are coming on that very particular day, even today, starting from today also, as we are going to be praying, the ability for us to understand that prayer is the only conduit that gives us access to the secret of God. Because the truth of it is the fact that many of us want to enjoy God's secret. And I can show you from the scripture different way whereby even Jesus himself in John 17 says that the glory which has been given to him, he has given it to us. So which means we are in the glory of God. I don't know if you are praying and you're thinking that you are not in the glory. I don't know, because Jesus' salvation was literally giving us access into the glory. He says there in John chapter 17, verse 2, he says, and the glory which thou had given me, he said, I have given it to them. So if he has given it to us, our problem is the fact that we are not unveiling what that glory is. And so prayer is the only access that gives us revelations. That gives us access to the revelations of God. And let's look at this Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 7 to 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 7 to 10. The Bible here says, in a simple term, it says, but we speak the wisdom of God were in mystery. So if the wisdom of God speaks in mystery, then which means we need prayers to unravel that very particular mystery. He says even the hidden wisdom. So which means it's not just the wisdom that is in mystery, the wisdom is hidden. The reason why the wisdom is hidden, and I like saying to a couple of my friends who choose to hear, and I said to them, I said, see, the devil cannot steal the blessings of God upon your life. He can't, because the blessing does not belong to him. All the blessings have been wrapped up in Christ Jesus. If you say the devil steal the blessings of God from your life, it means that the devil has access to Jesus to steal. I don't want to look for trouble this morning. This is Sunday morning, so you go to church and you hear your preachings in your church. And so, so which means what the devil would do is the fact that the devil will make you blind and not to see the reality of what Jesus has done for you. But to steal the blessing, he can't steal it, because it is not in, what you call, in your hand. It is in Christ who walk through you. So the devil, all the devil can do is to bring in all kinds of distractions so that you don't then begin to operate with the blessings that has been given to you. But to steal the blessing, he can't steal the blessings. So which means, if he says so, which means all of the blessings, it's literally will be in the hand of the devil, because you and I, we've made mistakes and some certain things have been delayed in our lives and all of that. But it is not in the hand of the devil, because Jesus has won the victory long time. And so because of that, your acceptance to the devil's narratives devoid you of the experience of the glory of God that is in your life. Now he says that, he said, which he has ordained before the world unto our glory. He says, which none of the princes of this world knew, save for if they know, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. He said, but it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men, the things which the Lord has prepared for them that loved him. He said, but God had revealed them to us by what? by his Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit in us, which searcheth all things, yea, the deep things, which is the access to revelation, access to secret. So which means our ability for us to have access to all of this can only be from the conduit of prayer. Let's be honest. What are the deep secret and the deep things God have for South African election? What are the deep secret and things God have for this very particular continent, for South Africa, even for you watching me? It is only through prayer we can be able to have that. Romans chapter 8 verse 26 says something here. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, that we do not know how we should pray. You see, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for you and I with groanings which can't be uttered. He says, and searcheth the heart. He says, knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit. He said, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to what? The will of God. So number one, we must understand that prayers give us access to revelations and access to secret. The truth of it is the fact that every time I think about South African election, I don't know why that is personal for me. Every time I think about the South African election and I see how the devil is busy planning his own stuff, the question I need to ask us as believer, what are the secrets that God has actually bring out there that we are not seeing? You know, when you look at the Old Testament and you find kings who have dreams and revelation, it is not because God does not want that dreams and revelation to be for the children of God, but somehow we get too churchly to the point that we do not ask God for what is his plan, what is his secret, what is the revelation for the nation. And so sometimes, because God in his infinite mercy, he will not want his people to suffer. He will download those things for people who are available. That's why you will get your likes of Pharaoh would have a dream, and all of a sudden it takes a Joseph to interpret the dream. Not because Joseph can interpret the dream, but Joseph's mind has been so bothersome to the point that he's thinking about prison, how to leave prison and go back home. Many of us are thinking on how to go to church this morning, after then literally want to go back home and eat your seven color of rice. But you are not going to church this morning to go and download mysteries from heaven. No. You are not going there to download secret. What is the plan for Uganda? What is the plan for Burkina Faso? What is the plan for Algeria? What is the plan for Tanzania? How many of us are contending for that reality? How many? Jeremiah 33 says something here, 33 verse 3. He says, he said, call unto me and I'll answer you. He says, and I will show. Which means when we call on God, the first thing he does is not to give us the bread. He shows us how to get the bread. That's why many of us are discouraged when it comes to the things of God. Because we are praying for the bread, expecting that somebody from a next neighbor will come and give you bread. No, that's not how God does it. He will show you how to make the bread. He will give you the resources and begin to show you that, yes, you have oil in your house. Go and begin to pour that oil into stuff for you to see. Number one is the fact that prayers, because I don't want to spend much time on that. I can't stay long on that, but that part is good for me. But number two, what does prayer does? What will be happening on the 25th of May is the fact that the prayer, it brings out the glory of God from within us. If you notice, I'm not saying it's bringing out, that it's going to bring the glory of God into us. No. Every believer, every born-again child of God has the glory of God in them. The problem is the fact that we have not contained spiritually, we have not contained powerfully to begin to bring out the glory of God from within us. We've not contained. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and we have come short of the glory. So which means the glory is there, but we have come short. Now that we have now accepted Jesus, the ability for us to begin to manifest the glory. Manifest the glory in your family. Manifesting the glory with your children. Manifesting the glory in your family, what you call it, in your bank accounts. Manifesting the glory, not just in your bank account, but insisting that God's agenda on planet Earth must be seen across the nations of Africa. Manifesting. John 17 verse 22, I read it a few minutes ago. He says, all the glory which thou had given me, he said, I have given it to them. Hear me, my dear beloved family of rest. My dear Afro-One family, you have the glory of God on your inside. And so we are going to be trusting God tonight and on this morning and also on the 25th of May. Lord, the glory of God that is on my inside, let them begin to manifest. Because sometimes we begin to ask, Lord, show me your... You know, I like those prayers sometimes. As when I see those prayers, sometimes I laugh. I understand the innocency of that very particular theme of the prayers. But when we look at it from the Christ point, we can't be praying to say, Lord, show me your glory. The glory is inside of us. All we need to pray is, Lord, Reveal your glory through me. Reveal, because it's inside of us. John, this is Jesus telling the Father. He says, the glory which you have given me, I have given them. So what are you asking to show? Your prayer should be, Lord, empower my understanding to open this gift. It's like me buying a gift for you, but yet the gift is in your hand. You have the gift literally, but yet you are still praying, Lord, give me a gift. Lord, help me. No, the problem is the gift is in your hand. Open it. And the mystery about opening such gifts, especially things of the Spirit, is through prayers. If I give you a gift, for example, a car key gift, you are seeing the car parked outside there, but the key gives you access to that very particular car. And the key is wrapped inside a box, prepared as written a gift on your name, but yet you are standing in front of the car, you are still saying, show me your glory. The car is there. Open the gift, carry the key, enter there, turn the car on, and begin to enjoy it. That's literally it. Number two is the fact that prayers, one of the things is the fact that it reveals the glory of God on our inside. Number three, what does prayer do? It's the fact that prayer strengthens us for the journey. You hear me? We have a journey that we're all going through. We have. I have my own fair share of the journey. I think I remember I was speaking to the lady who was talking to earlier, was of this morning, a few minutes ago. And part of the thing is the fact that I've come to understand is the fact that everyone's journey comes with its own aspect of trouble. We all do. The level of the challenge you are currently going through is based on the journey that you are currently experiencing, on the journey that you are about to get into. So every one of us has, you know, Paul said something that was very interesting. He says, a great door, an effectual working has been opened unto me. He said, but there are many adversary. So prayer strengthen us for the journey. It strengthen us for the journey. If you feel like, I can tell you point blank, I get drained. I'm being honest. You know this, your pastor cannot lie. I get drained and tired. But by the time I just lie down there or sitting down, depending on the posture I take, I remember yesterday my wife wanted to go. You know, God bless people who have good wives like my kind. We wanted to go and she was in Starbucks and she was getting, but she could see that, okay, I'm tired. The next minute I was just on my phone while she was doing her thing. I was on my phone, I was looking at the scriptures, preparing and just trusting God, because with that I was pulling the strength from inside that I have in Christ. Because why? The journey is long. I've not even started. I'm only just wetting the ground at the moment. Not. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 10 says here, it says, if you faint in the days of adversity, it says it's because your strength is small. So it is only prayer that can give us strength during the days of adversity. You know, when you read this, it makes you understand that adversity will come. You see, if you faint in that day, so why would God ask, tell you that if you faint in the days of adversity, which means your strength is small, which means he knows that adversity will come. You are the one that is shocked of the adversity. God is not shocked. He's not. You know, I have this thing that I like saying about Job's story. Now, this is just my own personal interpretation, because sometimes with these things of God we do, we have to put personal interpretations. Now, this is my personal interpretation about that. And I said to people, I said, see, one of the things that, as much as all that happened with the life of Job, but this is one thing that I choose to believe why, in quote, God would, for lack of a better word, God would say, okay, I'm devil, that's Job. After all, it's already in your hand. Because remember, it was the fear of Job that made Job to be in the hand of devil. So God was saying to devil, he said, he's already in your hand because he's opened the door of fear. But this is one thing that I know too well, that God vouched for Job that many did not know. Devil said to God that if I'm going to do 1, 2, and 3 and code, this guy will curse you and die. And God was like, it's not possible. It's not. So all God was doing to make the devil understand that there is a conviction that this man Job carries, that no matter what happened, it will not cause God and die. And we can see throughout the scripture that, yes, he complained. He go through the pain, for crying out loud. This was a guy who was the number one in the East. All of a sudden now he's like zero, to the point that him and dogs, they're having conversations. Now that same man, the Bible says that he went through all the adversity, but one thing was common. He never opened his mouth and cursed God. So God was vouching, and indeed he stayed. The ability to stay, the ability to be strengthened with your journey. Prayer can only pull that out. And number four, what does prayer do? Yeah, let's even read this number one. Before we get to number four, Jude 20. Still on point number three, strength for the journey. Jude 20. The Bible says, but ye beholding, they say, building up yourself in the most holy faith. You say, do what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. You say, building up yourself. If You know, when I look at this very particular journey, and sometimes I look at it and say, okay, fine, God, as much as I'm worried, that's okay, fine, why nominating me and stuff? Sometimes I also look at it and say, okay, maybe I prayed myself to this very particular reality. Because I choose to be a baby Christian. I'm not those ones whereby, okay, fine, we're now going to be arguing Torahs and all of that. It's okay. For me, Jesus saved me. I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. Case closed. I'm that simple. The simplicity of Christ so that it can be easy. Because let me say this. The gospel of Christ is very simple. It takes men who are complicated to complicate the gospel of Christ. I'll say it again. The message of Jesus is very simple. It takes men who are complicated to complicate that message. But the message from Jesus is simple. Look at what it says in John 17. The glory you've given me, I've given them. There is no another interpretation. It is simple. Jesus wept. He cried. It's simple. So it takes complicated men to take that wept and take it to some potters of pottering. Some of you will get that today in church. I'm just making to you to understand that as much as you go to church this morning, and please, I encourage you, go to church. Go to church. It's the church for us. It's our spiritual garage where we get ourselves filled up. And for ministries who do two service, I encourage you, please go to the two service. Go to your Sunday, go to your Thursdays, your Wednesdays, whatever your services is. Because let's be honest, the moment you go to your normal physical garage, Nigeria, we call it petrol station, South Africa call it garage. The moment you go to your garage, do you know that after you put full tank in that garage, the moment you drive out of the garage, that very particular fuel begins to come down. Many of us, we are like that. The moment you go to church and you come out of the doors of church, the enemy comes and begins to drag your fuel. You have school fees to pay. You have family issues to deal with and stuff. And so it is needed for you to... So when I hear people say, I don't go to church, I know that one, your car is not moving at all. I don't care. Your engine has knocked. Your car is not moving. Your spiritual life is zero. Regardless of how much you pray. The Bible says, do not forsake, because he knows that you will forsake. So please go to church this morning. Go to church. Go meet your pastor. Go hear what God is going to say to your pastor. And if you don't have any church you're going, I want to encourage you, please and please, take time. Look for your friends who you know that you like the way they talk. You can see Christ in them and ask them, what church are you going to? Then you attend the church with them. And that's how gradually your spirit man will begin to come. The fuel that you need in your spirit man will begin to grow, and you'll begin to hear God for yourself as to the church to go. You may go with your friends as a start to your church, but maybe that will not be your church. As you grow, God will lead you. He says, I will give you shepherd after my own heart. Not go to church because it's popular. You go because God give you that XYZ pastor is your pastor. And so your pastor may be in Timbuktu and literally you're in Jerusalem. That's your pastor. You have to drive to Timbuktu to go and meet your pastor there. But that's your pastor. I don't know how I got there. Pardon me. Ephesians 3:20, he says here. He says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly above that which we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. But remember, he says here, he's able to do all of what we can do, but we have to ask and we have to think. I say to my people, I say to them, if all you are doing is asking, you are only doing 50% of the mystery of the answers to come to you. Because as you are asking, you have to think. For instance, as I'm praying for Afriwan Prayer Rally, I'm trusting God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I'm thinking it. I want to see souls get saved. I want to see what you call the blind sees. I want to see. And sometimes all of these things God said to me, and I think I remember the Friday's meetings we usually have and stuff. And God used some of these servants to literally agree with what God has said to me. Because sometimes God will say some certain things, you'll be like, well, God, we're just coming to pray. All these things you are saying, I don't understand. But I write them down, and I'm beginning to look at it and stuff. And when all these men of God says that, I go back to my writings. I'm like, yeah, you said so. And when he says, so, I begin to engage the thinking part. Lord, how will the blind see? How will the lame walk? How will there be an epoch of kingdom thinking and not just building our community? I begin to, as I'm thinking, I am asking. So as you are going to church this morning, don't just go to church and say, I'm going to pray for God to give me a car. Have you thought of how the car looks like? Have you thought of the engine? I'm going to pray for God to give me a husband. Have you thought of how that husband is? Is it a husband that will be beating you or a husband that will love you? I don't know how I got to the beating part, but it's okay. But now this is the thing. You have to think. You have to think. Many of us leave our thinking at home. We go to church, and after we come back, the enemy gives us something. Then we come back, we pick back the thinking, and not the thinking from Christ. It says here, who is able to do exceedingly above we ask or think. You must be able to think. Now, point number four, what does prayer do? Number one, quickly, for those of you joining us just now, number one, prayer gives us access to revelation and access to the secrets of God. Number two, prayers unveils the glory of God that is in us. He reveals his glory through us because the glory is already on our inside. Hear me. Every born-again child of God has the glory of God in them. That's why I don't see any born-again child of God and I think that, yeah, no, they are less or whatever. That, well, me, I'm an apostle. No, this one's a no, I don't do that. Because why? The same salvation that saves me, the same salvation. So which means your salvation is as powerful as my salvation. So because of that, I don't see that. There is no major grace. It's the grace of God. There is no the major grace of God or the minor, the grace of God. All of us have that. The glory that has been given to me is the same glory that is on your inside. The problem, the difference is the fact that I worked out my glory. It's like when the Bible says, work out your salvation. I worked out my glory because the glory was in me and I worked it out. You also need to do the same thing. All that you see these big men of God do out there that you envy, you like, and some of you become jealous and you hate, there is no need. If you pay the price they pay, that thing will manifest in your life. There is no need. Number three is the fact that the glory of God, prayer gives us strength for the journey. And finally, number four, what does prayer do? Prayer legitimizes our rulership and dominion. Prayer, it authorized you for rulership and dominion. We have been given access for dominion. The Bible makes us to understand in Genesis chapter 1, from verse 26 to 28, he says, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. So all of that has been given, but it only takes prayer to authorize and legitimize you for that event. Just because you wish it does not mean that it's going to happen. Just because, there's a popular saying that if wishes were horses, beggars will ride or something like that. So many of us are wishing, but we are not staying from the place of prayer to legitimize. We have to enter into prayer to legitimize. Look at what God says to Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10 and to 12. He says, see, Jeremiah 1, 10 to 12. He says, see, I have set this day before you. Let me see. I have this day set thee over nation, over kingdom. Now, guess what? God has set Jeremiah over that. Look at what God gave him an assignment. Through prayer, you will root out, you will pull down, you will destroy, you will throw down, you will plant. If you look at it now, you'll be like, but God, if you have set me over nation, must I say? Must I root? Must I pull? Because why? As far as God's agenda on earth is concerned, your partnership is needed. Your partnership is needed. God is a God that understands collaboration and partnership. So when you see us as everyone, we post on our social media and we say we are seeking for your partnership and collaboration. It is God kind. It is not man's flesh. God believes in partnership and collaboration. If the blind Bartimaeus does not shout, thou son of David, have mercy on me, Jesus would have passed. He would have passed. He would. Prayer legitimizes your rulership and dominion. You want to dominate nations? I remember on Friday when we were praying, and one of the things the Holy Spirit was saying to me, he said, tell the people to pick a nations because I can give it to them. It's already there. He said, I will give you nations. I will give you. Many of us are literally fighting for Rode Port, for Helder Cream, for Soweto. And when God is saying, I will give you nations, nations, nations. We need to get to the point where we begin to contend for nation. John Knox got it right when he says, give me Scotland or I die. My part, give me Africa or I die. I live to see that my continent display God's glory. To begin to dominate where the hand of the West and their demonic game. Now, guess what? Not that I don't believe in us partnering with the West, but not to exploit us as Africans. No, so my part as a priest is to legitimize, to say, no, God, your will for this nation, your will for Africa. This is how we want to see it. We cannot be folding our hands and allowing ourselves going through. Let's look at the scripture so that, because I'm beginning to get emotions currently now. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 5. After then, yeah, we're going to start prayers with the remaining 30 minutes that I have left. It's going to be our 1 hour. Our 5 a.m. prayers is going to be literally 1 hour. And so that people can get themselves engaged in their other activities, especially because we're doing it early hours. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 to 5. I mean, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 5. It says, yeah. It says, for though we walk not in the flesh, we do not what? War after the flesh. Which means there are powers that be. There are powers that are contending for your rulership and your dominion. There are powers that are insisting that your legitimizing your rulership on planet Earth cannot be in view. There are powers that are contending for men not to become the head of their home. You think when we see, as much as I don't have a problem about it, but when we see where currently now across Africa, men are folding their hands because they are tired and stuff. There are forces that are insisting that our women go through pains. And yet the men are just looking and wondering, hey, what will be? No, no. He says, yeah, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, which means they are not your knife, those guns and stuff. He says, but mighty in God for the pulling down of what? Number one, strongholds. Africa is in a stronghold. We're going to be praying just now. Casting down argument and every high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Let's look at the election that is currently happening right now. This morning I was meditating in my spirit and I'm saying, Lord, you will overturn, and we are going to pray it very soon now, you will overturn leaders that think that the South Africa belongs to them. Father, remove it from their hand. Remove it. There are leaders who believe that this continent is their own. Abba now. And yet, as much as I hear your faith, your prayers and all of those things, but I can see that the way you are ruling is a demonic ruling. We Christians must arise and begin to take what belongs to us. That doesn't mean that I'm saying that we'll go and vote for a Christian party. I don't advocate for that. But if you feel that the Christian party has your mandate, vote for them. I will not advise anybody who to vote for. I will not. Even though I have biases of two political parties that I don't want. Somebody knows those two parties. Well, if I'm doing AfriOne show, I would have said the two parties. But here, this is Christ stuff. Good. But with that, even those two parties, if you believe that they can deliver what you are looking for, vote for them. It's okay. It says, casting down every argument that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Political parties right now, they are all busy going to extra sources to contend for powers. What you and I need to do is to bring that powers that they are contending into the obedience of Christ. And we can do that through the place of prayers. Prayers legitimize your rulership and dominion. Prayer gives you access to become the king and not mean men. Prayers allow your giftings to be seen in the corridors of influence. I remember yesterday, by the time my wife and I were going out, she said something that is very, very important. You need to trust God to be in the right room at the right time. Many of us, not because we are not graced, we are not in the right room. We are not there. We're not in the right rooms. We find ourselves, and she says something that was very interesting. In being in the right room, you need to divorce yourself from the current room where you are and trust God to enter into the right room. Many of us want the right room, but we're still staying in the wrong places. You have to leave. The Bible says leaving to cleave in the context of marriage. You want to cleave to a new destiny, but you can see that the room where you are is not leave and cleave to the new place. You must understand that prayers legitimize our rulership and dominion. Now, as we begin to go and pray, let's look at this very particular scripture. Revelation chapter 8 from verse 4 to verse 6. Revelation 8, 4 to 6. 7 prayer points and I'll be out of your face. Revelation chapter 8, 4 to 6. Look at what it says here. It says, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayer of the saint. On 25th of May, we are going to be praying. The smoke of the incense and the prayer of you coming on the 25th of April. He says, ascended before God. He says, out of the hands of the angels. He says, and the angels took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it back on earth. We see, 25th, we are going to be trusting God for immediate answer. Is what we call in my country, the God of lesser kese, the God of immediately. See, I am not going to be shocked that day if demonic leaders will die. I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. I'm not going to be shocked if people who are planning the downfall of South Africa, downfall of the election, downfall of Africa, if they will be a mass barrier, I am not going to be shocked. Because why? He says he will fill it with fire and cast it back to the earth. He says, and there were voices and thundering, lightning. And do you see the drama that will happen when God answers? He says, and the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. We are going to be sound a new voice on the 25th of May. We are going to be, see, that day is Africa Day. We are going to be sound and voice. Lord, enough is enough. This is the new voice we want to see to be arounding in our continent. This is the kind of voice we want to begin to prepare, what you call to begin to see in all our schools, our educations, our media and stuff. We are going to be sounding, but there's something that is important. We have to come with the prayers of the saint. With that being said, this morning we are going to pray. You've heard me say this. You're going to pray number one. The first prayer point, we're going to pray, dear Lord, the ability for me not to get tired to pray. Prayer is a walk. It is a walk because sometimes you have to pray when you are tired, but you just have to pray. You're going to close your eye there this morning because you're going to still pray when you go to church. But this morning you're going to open your mouth and begin to pray, Lord, strength not to faint. Strength not to faint. Strength not to faint. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Strength not to faint. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree, I refuse to faint. My assignment is big. I refuse to faint. I pick back where I am lazy. I take it up. I take it up. In the name of Jesus. Now I understand that prayer number one, it gives me access to secret. Lord, I come back to have access to secret and revelations. Number two, prayer reveal the glory of God that is in you. Lord, by your power and your mercy, I operate with the glory that you have given through prayers in the name of Jesus. Prayer number three, it legitimizes, it gives us the ability, the authority to rule and dominate. And prayer number four, it strengthens us for the journey. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Ratako sovina praga savile bredos kopatia abibrato zavina krakotes gibelata rotoko beledes gebrinakos kopatiata rata gebelete. Lord, I refuse to allow the devil to cheat me out of my prayer life. I refuse to allow the devil to remove me from the glory that has been given to me. I refuse this morning as I go to church. I reignite my prayer life. As I go to fellowship, I reignite my prayer life in the name of Jesus. Ratoko sobrata levrinata gevosh. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Quickly, we're going to pray this one. Psalm chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 6. Psalm chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 6. I don't have time to read all the scripture, but the Bible there says, it says there in verse 4, it says, let us break their bands and sunder and also cast away their cord from us. It says, the Bible says there in verse 4, he that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. He said, and the Lord shall have them in derision. He said, he shall speak unto them in his wrath. Remember that this prayer rally we are doing on the 25th. We are praying for the election, praying for South Africa, and praying for the continent of Africa. We are going to pray this prayer. God, Lord God Almighty, laugh at the wicked plans of all the leaders in South Africa. Laugh at their plans. Let their plans fall. Let their plans scatter. Let their plans be destroyed. 29th of May, whoever want to steal ballot box, let their life be stealing from them. Whoever want to rig the election, let their life be rigged. Open your mouth and begin to pray. He says, he that sits in heaven, he shall laugh. He says, the rulers, they take counsel together against the Lord anointing, saying, let us break their bands asunder. Lord, everyone, every demonic leaders that is coming together to cause Africa pain, to cause South Africa pain, 30 years thus far. Lord, we need a change. Lord, it's not about party, it's about leadership. We need a leader that can lead this country, lead this continent. Kabroto so patiata, rekapeledos ko patiata kabradosha, rata kebelekos ko benatiatos ko belita. I want you to open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, wicked leaders, wicked plans to frustrate all of your agenda, Come 29th of May, Lord, we cancel it. We destroy it. South African election is going to be the best this year. South African election, there will be no rigging. ESCOM will not take light. You need to pray that, because ESCOM can take light and bring it after 24 hours. The next minute you hear that somebody is becoming, ESCOM will not take light. The machine will not malfunction. That machine that needs to, it will not malfunction. Lord, we come again. Every demonic plan to make the machine, that your fingerprint was there, but yet it did not reflect at INEC office. Lord, we destroy it. Lord, we cancel it. Gabrota siata. Rakatozo beleketi yakatosko patia da ratake beletos. Rukada lebere shalados. Zuka tebeliko mene devrika laroskapa. Lebetos kobelita ratosko peleta. In the name of Jesus. We're going to pray point number two. What is the prayer next number two? Mark chapter 3 verse 15. Mark 3:15. Look at what the Bible says here. It says, and to have power to heal the sick, and to do what? Cast out devils. Power to heal the sick. Power to cast out devils. Hear me, God has given us the power to cast out devils. We are going to open our mouths. We are going to pray. Lord, every devils that have arranged themselves thus far to cause this continent a pain, that have arranged themselves thus far to cause this election to be, and I know I will not have vote, that have arranged themselves to make sure that this land of South Africa continually remain in sickness. Lord, we cast out devils. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree, every devils that have arranged themselves, Lord, we cast them out. We cast them out. We cast them out. In the name of Jesus, we cast them out. We ask that the power of God, Father, we ask that the power of God is revealed. We cast devils out. In the name of Jesus, we cast out devils. We cast out devils. Somebody open your mouth concerning South African election. We cast out devils. We cast out devils. Rekopa lebrana shabilo kopradas kebeli krononoskopatia. We cast out devils. We pray that, Lord, this morning, as we go to our various churches, Lord, we cast out devils. Devils in our finance, devils in our careers, devils in the works of our hand, devils with our children, devils with our health. Lord, we cast out devils. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you, devil, out of this continent, out of Africa, out of South Africa, out in the name of Jesus. Ratos kopale gebrita sotia. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In the name of Jesus. We're going to pray this next prayer point quickly, because my time is running out. We're going to pray this next one. What is the prayer? We are going to be casting down strongholds and imagination. You know, my dear, whether we like it or not, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3 to 5. It's a popular scripture we all know. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 5. But we are going to be casting down strongholds. See, Africa is in a serious stronghold, though. Serious stronghold. I took my time for me to begin to do a research, because I just took interest in what is happening in DRC Congo. And when I see that, I'm like, God, what is this? God, what is this? We see how Africa has been sold, and leaders in Africa perpetuated, they contributed to the pain that the DRC Congo people are going through currently now. The countries next to that very particular, but they are and I was looking at it, I say, on what ground? Why? Strongholds of the devil that will make you see your fellow men, and yet you take interest in causing them pain just because you want to grow. Really? It's a stronghold. It's a stronghold. Many of us currently, you can't gallantly want to support anybody again, because you know the heart of men are desperately wicked. You can't. It's a stronghold. The enemy has so much injected that stronghold into, for example, we have stronghold of our mental strong. 400 years thus far, we have been preaching African unity. Till date, we are still struggling. It's a stronghold of the devil. It is. Emotional stronghold. Spiritual stronghold, financial stronghold. Why? All of these are demonic strategy to frustrate the assignment and the purposes of God upon planet Earth. We're going to pray, Lord, we cast down The Bible says we should bring down every thought into captivity, into the obedience of Christ. I'm going to trust you this morning as you even go to your church. But this morning we're going to pray. Lord, we cast down strongholds. Let's be honest. I do shows. I meet different kinds of leaders. When I mean different, by God's grace, it's not just me. It's God helping me. I meet different. And sometimes when I switch to some of these leaders and I hear the kind of thinking they are thinking, I conclude this is the enemy that is doing this. Leaders that have the capacity to do their finger like this, and Africa will change. And yet their stronghold, because of the pain that they have gone through, they are now also emitting that very particular narrative that seems to separate us and make us look at fellow black and will give them name, Kwere Kwere, whatever, name all the names that we can think, is a stronghold. You think that the journey of every African nation, you think that it was an easy one. The enemy used that as a strategy that even when we are free, our mind will still be locked. And that the rope, like Tumi Meraki once said, that the rope that is in our neck, it has been loosed. But because we are used to going around the tree, we are still there. And yet the rope is not in our neck. It is not in our neck anymore. I want to pray. Lord, we cast down. And for some of you, as you are praying this, you might even be casting down the strongholds that is even you, that is holding you from not moving forward. Lord, we cast down. We cast down. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, I cast down strongholds. I bring them into the obedience of Christ. The stronghold in my marriage. The stronghold in my family. The stronghold with my children. The strongholds holding South African ransom. Holding the election ransom. Lord, we bring that stronghold to the obedience of Christ. We bring it to the obedience of Christ. We declare this morning by the mercies of God that Father, strongholds, we cast down negative imagination. There are people that have imagined that these elections will not go well. Lord, we bring down imaginations. There are people that have imagined that South Africa will bleed. Lord, we bring down their imagination. There are people that have concluded that Africa will never be united. Lord, we bring down their imaginations. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bring it down. Ratosko veli manasko vrata libato reke belemenako sobra epeliminos kofiata lito kebrema natio kopaladiska ratoska paliprodo zedimanakosa lito sobra. We cast it, we cast out, we cast down, we bring them down. They begin to obey Christ, they obey Christ, they obey Christ. We insist on this realm of earth. We declare, we bring down evil imagination, evil plot, evil agenda in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We're going to pray this next prayer point quickly. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 9 to verse 11. Jeremiah 1, 9 to 11. It says here, it says, see, I have set this day over thee. It says, I've set thee over nations and over kingdom. Hear me. A believer has been wired to rule over nations and kingdom. And when I talk about rulership, I'm not talking about rulership based on the fact that you have to be king. If you have to be king, that's okay. If that's part of your plans and your agenda, it's okay. But this is the rulership. It's the fact that your product be able to cut across kingdoms and nations. Let's be honest. I know there's a statement that Apostle Selma once said that I will never forget. He said, if your product is not yet serving king, improve on the product. That's what we talk when we talk about setting D over nation. If your product is not serving king and queen, improve on. Keep pressing until your product starts serving kings. Keep pressing until a demand of your product gets to the... It's been demanded in kingdoms. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. He says to root out and to pull down. This morning, we are going to be rooting out. We root out corruption in Africa. We pull down every power of hell. We destroy the plans and the agendas of the devil. Come 29th of May, we throw down their activity. Then after that, we begin to build. Lord, I build an institution that is going to be accountable. I plant seeds of greatness in Africa, seeds of greatness in my marriage, seeds of greatness with my children. Open your mouth in the next 2 minutes and let's begin to pray this. Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 9 to 11. You have your Bible, open it and begin to pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we root out. Lord, we root out corruption. We root out negativity. We pull down corruption. We pull down negativity. Lord, we destroy every leader and his element that we want to cause this election pain, that may want to cause this very particular South African shame, that may want to cause Africa to keep bleeding. Lord, we destroy. We ask for fire from heaven to destroy the activities. Lord, leaders that refuse to repent, Lord, let there be an immediate judgment. Leaders that take pleasure in seeing Africa bleed. Leaders that take pleasure in seeing South Africa bleed. Leaders that take pleasure in seeing our life going to pain and shame. Lord, we decree this morning, let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we throw down their institutions. Lord, institutions and things that they have built, we ask for angelic assistance. We throw them down. We throw them down. We throw them down in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we come, we begin to build. We build institutions that are accountable. We build leaders. We build men and women that will take this nation to the next level in the name of Jesus. Lord, concerning our family, we plant your goodness, we plant health, we plant progress. Somebody open your mouth and begin to plant. We plant progress, we plant advancement, we plant glory, we plant manifestations of God on planet earth, we plant access to kingdom mysteries, we plant solution, not just going to church and coming back and yet still begging the system of this world. We plant God institutions. We plant the institutions of God to be seen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, somebody open your mouth, use the scripture, begin to pray for yourself. Lord, concerning me, Darlington Steve, I root out every activities of the devil that is causing the pain, causing the delay. I pull down, I destroy, I throw down, I build, Father, concerning everyone and its rally. Lord, it shall become a continental force. It shall become a continental epoch. It will become a kingdom. I plant, Father, seeds of greatness upon all the partners, upon all the volunteers, upon all the ones that are giving their resources. We plant greatness in their life, greatness in their mind, greatness in their thought, greatness in their going out and coming in. Let everyone be blessed. Let everyone grow. Everyone hear the word of the Lord. You rule. You dominate. The mandate and the vision will never be aborted by the devil in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. You know, we're going to pray this very particular one. The last prayer. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Last prayer. We'll continue tomorrow morning. But hear me, we're going to pray this very particular one. Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 27 to 29. That's the last prayer for this session. Ezekiel 21, 27 to 29. Look at what the Bible says here. It says, I will overturn. Hear me, there are leaders in Africa that believe that they own the continent. You can see some of the arrogance and some of the political party leaders are displaying right now. You can see them. But we are going to trust God, Father, overturn. And it shall no more be until it comes to whose right it is. Hear me. There is a right leader for South Africa. Lord, via this election, overturn it. Overturn it. Overturn it. The leader that would... See, sometimes when we pray for leaders, we're not praying for born-again leaders. Let's clear this one out. We are praying for leaders that would embody the righteous cause of God. That will embody... Haven't you seen in your Bible? Look at Nebuchadnezzar. After Nebuchadnezzar built an image, but these three boys refused to bow. All of a sudden, the same man who built a god that he wants to worship, God decided to make sure that through that same man, he exalted the righteous cause that Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel were carrying. And he made the decree to this end, serve these very particular guys. Serve their god. He brought down his own god and asked them. So sometimes it's not about tongue speaking. If you ask me, let's talk for another day. Sometimes it's not about tongue speaking leaders. No, it's just about leaders that will embody the righteous. Look at Jehu. These are men whereby they were crazy. Cyrus, name them. You look at what he called Pharaoh. Pharaoh, he could not but allow Joseph to rule. Baba, I may not ascribe to your God, but I can see that your God has mystery. Yeah, let him rule. We're going to pray. Lord, overturn. He says here, he says, and thou son of mine, prophesy and say, thus hear the Lord concerning the Ammonite and concerning their reproach. Even say thou, the sword is drawn for the slaughter. It is furbished to consume because of the glittering. He say, why they see vanities unto thee? He say, while they divine a lies unto thee, to bring thee upon the neck of them that are slain, of the wicked. He says, whose days is come, when their iniquity shall come to an end. Lord, concerning South Africa, you know, when I use the word mention South Africa all the time, please, I want you to understand something. I'm calling South Africa because there's an Africa in the south of this Africa. So I'm not just saying South Africa, I'm even saying that to the African nation. Lord, overturn. Look at what this very particular Burkina Faso president, currently, he chased out the claws of the West in his nation. And yet that guy, let's be honest, is not a Christian, but he's fulfilling unity agenda. He's fulfilling it right there in Burkina Faso. Lord, overturn. I want you to open your mouth in 1 minute. Let's pray. Lord, overturn. We'll continue tomorrow. Lord, overturn. Overturn. Overturn it. Overturn it. Let it get to the hand of the right leaders. Concerning South African election, right leaders, right leaders. Let us wake up in the morning and find that the leaders that are leading South Africa, they are leaders that carries the kingdom mandate. They carries the righteousness of God. They have an understanding. They may not be prayer warriors, but they understand that I am Joshua. I can be in the battlefield. They understand. They let the priest to do their thing. They don't come and close our churches. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we overturn. We overturn. We overturn. We overturn. In the name of Jesus, we call for an overturning anointing. An overturning anointing. Overturn. 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 In the name of Jesus. You know, let me just pause here. Tomorrow we'll continue because I feel that there is something about this overturning that tomorrow we are going to look into it and we're going to pray the overturn tomorrow morning. Overturn, overturn. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come this morning, Father, to put our voice as matters as touching our nation, South Africa, as touching the continent, as touching our individual lives. Lord, we ask this morning that, Father, may your blessings be with us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for everyone this morning as we all prepare to go to our various services, our various denominations. Lord, I ask that the fervent spirit to pray. Let them all be baptized with it in the name of Jesus. Lord, the power and the mystery that lies in prayers. Lord, let every church this morning, Father, release such graces to its members in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody this morning under the sound of my voice. I do not know what you are struggling with, but I join my faith with your faith that by this time tomorrow, you shall receive your answers in the name of Jesus. By this time tomorrow, answers are your portions in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that this morning concerning all of the churches in Africa, let the power of God flow. Let the power, your possibility flow. I pray for the pastors, the angels of all of the commissions in this continent. Lord, let your wisdom be upon their life. Hold their hand. Let the words of their mouth and the meditations of their heart, Father, be unto you in the name of Jesus. We come against every activity against the body of Christ. And we ask that, Father, Jesus be exalted above man. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And God's people say, amen. Family, we've come to the end of this very particular one. Please understand, 13 days to go for the AfriOne prayer rally. I'm encouraging you, please, come with your church members. If you're a pastor watching me right now, or you are listening to me in any of the platforms that we are currently streaming, please come with your church members. We want to trust God for an outpouring. And we know that your grace, my grace, and everyone's grace on that day, we can literally overturn it. I believe we can overturn. So please, I'm encouraging you, share the posters. It has nothing to do with church. It has everything to do with God. And I want to celebrate men of God out there who you've been praying for South Africa and praying for this election. I celebrate you. I honor you. I believe that your prayers have been answered. But please, I also want to compel. Let's also show up on the 25th. It's our day. It's called Africa Day. 25th, Pretoria Church Square. Let's come together. Let's trust God that His mighty power will be seen and we will enjoy God like never before. We will enjoy God. And so it's going to be taking place literally at Church Square in Pretoria. And so for those of you who wants to sponsor this very particular event, you trust God for sponsorship, why not reach out? The numbers is currently available on the screen. Reach out. Let's sponsor. If the Lord has blessed you with something for you to be able to support this very particular work we're doing, please, we encourage you. Let the Lord speak to you. No matter how big or how small, it can help us in actualizing. I will never forget what Joshua Selman said. He says, the name of Jesus is very strong. It takes resources to lift it up. I'm trusting that God would speak to you for you to join resources to lift this thing up so that the kingdom purposes across Africa, starting from South Africa, it will never fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. Thank you, family. It is good